Hello and welcome to the podcast ministry of Victory Assembly. Scripture says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We are confident that the sermon you are about to listen to will cause faith to rise from within you. Be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
Colossians chapter 2. If you followed me over time, you would have known that I enjoy Bible study. I enjoy just picking scriptures and just saying one or two things about them. Colossians chapter 2, verse number 6 says, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him. I'm reading from the New International Version. Rooted and built up in Him, strengthening the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving. Just as you received Christ as Lord. This is speaking to believers, those who have made a commitment to follow Jesus, those who have invited Jesus to come into their lives and to be their Lord and their Savior, those who are born again. This scripture is for you. If you read through the letters of Paul, most of the letters contain instructions on how the believer should walk, how we should order our lives. So you can call this exhortation the believer's walk, how you would walk as a believer, walk with God, walk your Christian journey. So this is to you. And he says, continue to live your lives in Christ, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving. Three things stood out for me from this portion of the scriptures. Three things. The need to continue living our lives in Christ and get rooted and build up and live a life of overflowing thanksgiving. Living lives with overflowing thanksgiving. These are the three things that stood out for me. And I thought to ask you this morning to look into these three aspects of your relationship with Christ, with God, and how you live your Christian life. Living our lives in Him is important. Continuing to live our lives in Him is important. We are in Christ. Our lives are hid in Christ, in God. It's only in Him that we are secured. Only in Him that we are fulfilled. Amen. The Bible says in the same Colossians chapter 2 verse 9, it says, in Him, for in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We enjoy all the fullness of God, all the power of God. You know, it's working in us and for us only when we are in Him. Praise the Lord. Is it possible for a believer to step out? Is it possible? Can a believer step out of his boundary, step out of that covering, step out of where Jesus is Lord and He rules? Is it possible? Can you think about that? Hallelujah. But staying in Him, living our lives in Him, brings to bear the fullness of the power of God to work for us. Hallelujah. In that domain, we cannot be defeated because God cannot be defeated. In that domain, we are winners. We are more than conquerors. You know, this life is full of battles. We've said that, you know, again and again and again and again. You all know that, you know, there are forces of darkness all over the place, everywhere, every day, who are seeking to ruin us. And the devil never gives up. Hallelujah. He wants to bring pain. He wants to bring shame. He wants to bring misery. He wants to ruin your marriage, ruin your health. He wants to cut short your life so you don't fulfill destiny. He wants to steal from you your joy, your success. You can only be an overcomer in Christ Jesus. That is the domain where God releases the fullness of himself in defense of you. Are you listening to me? And so the Bible also says that in him ye are complete. Amen. In Christ, how are you? Complete. Complete. When God looks at you in Christ, he sees Jesus. He doesn't see your weaknesses, what you cannot handle, what you cannot do. There are lots of things that should happen to you, but humanly speaking, you don't qualify for them. You don't qualify for them. Hallelujah. But in Christ Jesus, you are complete. You can have access to what they've told you before that you don't qualify for. What they've told you that it cannot work. That cannot work. The doctor said it never happened. It cannot work. The immigration office, they've said this one does not work. Your lawyer told you the same thing. In Christ Jesus, ye are complete. Hallelujah. You qualify for whatever is the plan of God for you. Whatever rises inside you. I've told you in this place before that a lot of the desires that rise inside you, those desires that don't contradict the word of God, are being stirred up by God himself so you can pursue them and achieve them. This is why the Bible says it is God who is at work in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He puts inside you desire to succeed, desire to break through in this realm, the desire to accomplish that exploit, desire to set up this business and grow it. Hallelujah. And you may not qualify for all of those by humanly speaking, but in Christ Jesus, you're complete. Hallelujah. So as long as we continue to walk with Jesus, I can assure you, all things will work together for good for you. Your destiny is secured. The place that God is pulling you through, you're going to get there. And no gate of hell can stop it in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy concerning everyone in this place this morning that the Almighty God, the God whom I serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will perfect that which concerns you. In the name of Jesus. If you believe, say amen. Amen. In him, promises are fulfilled. Anytime you walk out, you walk away from where promises can be fulfilled. You walk out from and away from where the word of God can be confirmed in your life. This is what the Bible says, for all the promises of God in him. In who? In Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2. All the promises of God in him In Christ Jesus, I yea and amen unto the glory of God by us. So God can take the glory. God likes to take the glory, you know, for your life. When things are not working, God is not glorified. When you are held back or down, God is not glorified. When you are not making progress, God is not glorified. When you are in defeat, God is not glorified. When you are broke and can't meet needs, God is not glorified. When you've come out of school and can't get the job of your dream, God is not glorified. God is only glorified where his word is being fulfilled. When the Bible comes to pass in your life, when the will of God is being fulfilled in your life, when what God had said concerning you comes to pass, then God is glorified. When healing takes place, God is glorified. Hallelujah. And the word of God comes to pass, the promises made turning you fulfills only when you are walking in Christ Jesus. Anytime you step away from that domain, you stepped away from where the word prospers, where promises are fulfilled. Hallelujah. Am I speaking to you this morning? I said I was going to preach briefly. Please, I charge you, brethren, even as you have received Christ Jesus as your Lord, continue to live your life in him. Amen. What that means is that you are to live your life in the light of the word of God. You must allow God's word to dictate for you how to live. Not what you are hearing, not what you are seeing, not what the world accepts as okay. The word of God must be your light. Hallelujah. You must follow the word. You must follow the word. You must follow the word. Let me be honest with you. There are preachers who preach what is not in line with the word. There are lots of things circulating in the Christendom, particularly the Pentecostal churches, that is not of the word. And you may think, because that is an anointed man, that is a man of God, everything that he says is right. But as a believer, the onus is on you to study, to know the truth of the word for yourself. There are many lying spirits out there. There are many false prophets out there. You must for yourself study to understand the word of God. Anytime you are doing something that contradicts the word, it cannot be fulfilled. God is not obligated to make it good. Am I communicating to you this morning? So you walk in Christ simply by following the word. Following the word. You make sure that this is in line with the word of God. No, that's not in line with the word of God. I know that person said it, but that it doesn't line up with the word of God. Amen. You walk in Christ by walking the love walk. Love is God's own lifestyle. Hallelujah. Love is what? God's own lifestyle. Love. Anytime you You cannot not walk in love and walk with God. It's not possible. How do I know that you are in Christ? Because love is establishing your heart and is expressed in your ways. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "For we know and rely on the love of God." For we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. How do I know that you are walking in Christ? You are living in Christ. Because I can see the love of God expressed through you. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 4 and 6, "Whosoever says, 'I know him,' but does not do what he commands is a liar." Does not live his life being led of the word of God, in line with the word of God, is a liar. How do I know you know God? I can look at your life and I can see that you're practicing the word. Amen. He's a liar and the truth is not in him. Verse number 5 says, "If anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him." This is how we know we are in him. We can see the word of God, you know, being manifested through you. We can see that you cherish the word of God. You live in the light of it. And we can see love. We can see love being expressed. What kind of people does God love? God loves all kinds of people. God does not have hate for anyone at all. Hallelujah. In the world, you will have enemies. People who don't like you. They see you as enemies. If they get the chance, they want to ruin you. They want to see you get fired from your work. There are colleagues that make you look incompetent. You're working so hard, but they're doing everything to make your manager or whoever is at the top look you like someone who doesn't know what he is doing. There are people who want what you have, and they want to take it from you. There are people who will go behind you and say all sorts, and the devil will make sure that you get to hear what they have said. You know, they are gossips, right? How many of you know that gossips are angels of the devil? I'm telling you, anybody who comes, he may think he's your best friend. He may think he cares so much about you, but he comes to you and he begins to tell you all the bad things that person has said concerning you and all that. I tell you, he's speaking for the devil. Ministry of accusation. Because the essence for that really is to make you, if they're sowing seed of discord, right? You never saw it. I mean, anything that you don't hear, it does not get planted in your spirit. Praise the Lord. I can easily love you, easily relate with you so easily. Even though you've said all sorts about me, but I didn't get to hear it. But the moment I start to hear, then I struggle with loving you. I know it becomes a challenge for me. And that's what gossip does. Hallelujah. So you get people who say all sorts about you, and the devil will make sure that you get to hear them. The essence is so he can sow bad things in your heart towards the person. Listen to me. All that will happen, but for a believer, you must never see or treat anyone as enemy. Believers don't have enemies. You can never have enemy. Are you with me? You can never, ever have a human enemy. The Bible says our adversary, Stella, our adversary, the devil. Hallelujah. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So continuing to walk in Christ is making the word of God the basis of your lifestyle and ensuring that love, the love of Christ that is shed abroad inside you, is not ruined. You must guard your heart, protect it from bitterness, from anger, from malice, from unforgiveness. Protect it, guard it jealously. And let me be honest with you. Wherever there is no love, that territory is the devil's territory. And the devil is the champion there. No one can defeat the devil in that kind of environment. He will have a field day. If anger, malice, bitterness, unforgiveness, lack of love for someone, and it does not matter what the person is doing or saying, it does not matter whatsoever. If you cannot love that person, God can never bless you. You can never prosper. And any time the devil strikes, he's going to win. I tell you that. He's going to win. That's why the Bible says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with what? With good. I told you before, the way to contend with adversaries, the way to fight those forces is by being good. When someone does not like you, you show him that you like him. When someone is seeking to ruin you, you do whatever you can to promote him. Amen. And let me jump to the finish. I was going to close, but today's Thanksgiving. Let me just pardon me for the next 5 minutes. The Bible says, and as believers, we should live a life of overflowing thanksgiving. Amen. If you read this scripture, these are instructions. These are the things that God wants us to do. And so he says that rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving. A believer must be full of thanksgiving. Why is that so? Because there are challenges in life. There are situations that you're going to find yourself in which you've not bargained for. Hallelujah. But despite them, you must be someone who is full of thanksgiving, overflowing thanksgiving. You can only see what's positive and say, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can only see what's working and you can say, glory be to God. You're never going to allow ungratefulness to be in your heart. You're never going to be offended in God, angry with God. You're never going to allow yourself to be depressed because of what you're going through or what you are experiencing. You should be someone who is filled with thankfulness. Amen. For the little things that God is doing for you. For those things that you don't think are significant enough. Be grateful. Are you listening to me? Be a grateful person. Always saying thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You will live a healthy life. And I assure you, it's only a matter of time. And everything that God is doing concerning you, all of them, will come to pass. Amen. Let's give God all the glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you for staying through to the end of the sermon. We are always looking forward to hear from you. Please send us your praise reports or prayer requests. We want to know how this podcast has blessed you. You can call us on 0114 294 5205 or write to us at church.office@victory-assembly.org. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens. God bless you.